Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And you know what's really sad? Bush isn't even original. He's repeating Ronald Reagan's mistakes. Can't even think of his own mistakes to make. When you're hiring people for death squads, you know, you really don't attract the best people. So what do you ask for? How do you recruit a death squad person? Assassination teams needed for death squads must have references. You know, what, you got to have served in Honduras?
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control. That's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
I'm Lori Wisnicki, live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. Condoleezza Rice fielded some tough questions during a Senate hearing on her nomination as Secretary of State. She defended the war in Iraq. Rice also said the U.S. won't withdraw from Iraq until it is apparent that country's fledgling democracy will take root.
What we have to see is that they've been launched on a path to be able to achieve that. That path is one that is clear ahead for everybody.
A man in a suspicious van parked near the White House was arrested late Tuesday. His arrest came over 4 hours after he threatened to ignite something inside the van. There was massive response from the FBI, Secret Service, and other law enforcement agencies. Turns out it was a domestic incident and had nothing to do with terrorism. Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe, whose case first legalized abortion over 30 years ago, formally petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse its 1973 decision on Roe v. Wade. Alan Parker, president of the Justice Foundation, says much has changed since then, including our understanding of abortion.
In 1973, the court did not know what the effect of legalized abortion would be on women. The court thought it was helping women. Instead, it was opening a doorway to pain and suffering into women's lives.
Howard Dean's campaign for the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee has picked up endorsements from 5 state party chairmen. That includes 3 southern states where the party has been struggling at the polls in recent years. While the committee handling President Bush's Thursday inaugural has focused on pomp and pageantry, protesters have also been busy making their preparations. You have your anti-war groups, environmentalists, and feminists, among others, who will be making appearances. A majority of Americans polled see improving national security as President Bush's only major first-term achievement. Most see him as honest, trustworthy, and strong as a leader. This is CNN Radio News.
Leanne chose a low-carb lifestyle, but she missed her sweets. Then she found Net Carb from Russell Stover.
They have been such a great help to me on the low-carb diet. I can actually have my chocolate. There's a lot of sweets out there that are catering to the low-carb lifestyle, but Russell Stover's Net Carbs are the most delicious. I just love them. Net Carb helps me stay where I want to be.
Seriously good candies for those committed to a low-carb lifestyle. Pick some up today and taste the Russell Stover Net Carb difference.
Oh, I love the zoo. Hey, Randy, you think these animals get heartburn?
Sure do. Just look at that lion. Now that's frequent heartburn.
You know what? It's a shame he can't take Prilosec OTC.
Right. One pill a day for 24 hours of zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Yeah, and it starts working the very first day.
Oh, Cecile, I think he likes you.
Now, Randy, you're the only animal for me.
Roar. Use as directed for 14 days for frequent heartburn.
An arrest has been made in the United Nations Oil for Food investigation. Richard Roth reports.
Samir Vincent may be a small fish in the oil for food scandal, but he'll be remembered as the first person charged and convicted in connection with a massive fraud. More important is that Vincent, according to the U.S. government, is going to cooperate in the Justice Department investigation of the $60 billion humanitarian program. Appearing in federal court in New York, Vincent pleaded guilty to 4 criminal counts, including conspiring to act as an unregistered agent for a foreign government. Richard Roth, CNN Radio, United Nations.
A Palestinian suicide bomber set off a blast in southern Gaza Tuesday. Ambulance services said 5 people were wounded. The radical Palestinian group Hamas claimed responsibility. A training jet from an Air Force base in Texas has collided with a crop-dusting plane over southwest Oklahoma, leaving at least one person dead, according to authorities. Two parachutes were seen coming from the military jet. This is news from CNN Radio. Seatbelts are being given a lot of credit for saving lives. Dave Kirchner has the story.
Automobile seatbelts are being credited with saving at least 160,000 lives in the United States since 1960. Even more safety was installed in vehicles in the 70s and 80s when shoulder belts were introduced and when states began adopting mandatory safety belt laws. The new government report examined a wide variety of automobile safety features, including airbags and child seats. 21 states and the District of Columbia have primary seatbelt laws, which allow police to stop motorists for simply not wearing a seatbelt. Dave Kirshner, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Donut maker Krispy Kreme announced its chairman and CEO, Scott A. Livengood, will retire. The company has also hired a financial consultant as it faces declining sales and regulatory problems. After the announcement, Krispy Kreme shares rose more than a dollar. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
I don't want to hear about it. No. Only good news.
That's my new impression of Bush. The insanity of King George. Because that comes from the Nelson Report, which says that he only now wants to hear good news.
So I guess the 5 GIs killed in 3 separate attacks.
Don't want to know.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, my name is Patrick Fugit. America is known as the land of the free. Racism is a contradiction of the very symbol America stands for. Take your part in the united responsibility to uphold America's freedoms for all people.
Hi, I'm Tim Allen. A more perfect union involves all of us, all races, all religions. Stop hate crimes. Racism is un-American.
Fight the hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Yes, I'm back. It's live. And I sound stupid and funny and like I have a mouthful of something because I do. I've got a mouthful of stitches, but I'm going to deal with it anyway. So if it gets too funky, if my voice sounds too funky for you tonight and you just can't stand it and you need to bail out, okay, you get a hall pass, all right? But we will muddle on through. So we're live tonight. Stitches, Vicodin, and all. No Vicodin, just kidding. That was Friday night and Saturday. We felt the best way to illustrate the problem of Condoleezza Rice's nomination to be Secretary of State was to play for you in a few minutes a series of Barbara Boxer's Q&A with Condi today in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing. And what we've done to... you know what Condoleezza Rice is going to answer. So what we've done is taken mostly the statements and questions that were directed to Condoleezza Rice by Senator Barbara Boxer. And in most of these instances, we have eliminated Condoleezza Rice's answer because you know what the answer is. You know, Condoleezza Rice, like most people, all people in the Bush crime family, are total liars. I know you've heard a lot of Barbara Boxer today, but it certainly bears repeating. Because she truly gets to the heart of the problem of Condoleezza Rice becoming Secretary of State. So we'll have several sound bites of that for you coming up here and at the bottom of the hour, right after the break at the bottom of the hour. A lot of stuff occurred over the weekend, excuse me, and if you've had any kind of experience with drugs post-surgery, you know you kind of lay there in a haze, and the best thing to do is to watch the boob tube. As a matter of fact, that's the best time to watch television, is when you're stoned. And I'm not talking about recreational drugs. I'm talking about the pharmaceuticals that they give you in order to get you through the day. But I watch CNN and MSNBC and the networks for an inordinate amount of time. Normally, like I've said on this program, I stay away from them because they make me crazy. But it was, everything was just kind of a blur. And that's before I took the drugs. Watching the, or hearing whatever newscaster it was I was watching talk about the sentencing of the thug who is the fall guy, a specialist grainer for the Abu Ghraib thing. We have some stuff on that, too, on his background. I don't know how familiar you are with this guy, but he has a history of violence and abuse long before he ever went in the military. What else occurred? I read somewhere that Time Warner, which is either the second or third largest media conglomerate in America, has kicked in $250,000 for Bush's masturbatory event on the 20th, this Thursday. Now, that's bad enough, but the Washington Post kicked in $100,000. I read that, and I just thought that can't be right. The Washington Post contributes $100,000 to the Bush, a series of parties and dancing on the graves of thousands upon thousands of people, Iraqis and Americans. That can't be right, can it? But it is right. I also heard about this weekend the settlement. There was a settlement or the agreement reached between the baseball punks, National Baseball, Major League Baseball, and the drug kings. You know, how much drug usage is going to be allowed before multi-million dollar spoiled ass candy ass baseball players are suspended? I'll tell you, my opinion is they should encourage them to do drugs. I mean, why not? They encourage them to take vitamins. What we're talking about here are these anabolic steroids. Encourage these people to take drugs. They'll die quicker. They'll make room for more players coming up. They'll go crazy. Some of them will go absolutely insane. It'll be like Jimmy Pearsall. Who? It'll be like Jimmy Pearsall to the 10th power. You know, there'll be insane baseball players running around, you know, just babbling and big muscle. Let them use drugs. Encourage them to use drugs. You know, why not? I've said before, professional sports in this country is a hoax, a sham, and a myth anyway, the whole thing. New York Times says the first time a player is caught, he gets a slap on the wrist, 10-day suspension without pay, which amounts to a mini vacation in the baseball season. The next two times he fails a drug test, bring a 30 and a 60-day suspension. And then, after a ball player is caught a fourth time, he's suspended for a full year. Ooh! There was a letter to the editor in the New York Times on back on the 14th, I guess, or the 15th, I don't know. It's all a blur. It's written by Lisa Chamberlain from New York. She writes, "It is simply astonishing the baseball players would get four chances to fail drug tests before they're suspended for a year. And what's more, this is basically in line with the rules for other professional sports. Whatever happened to zero tolerance?" Lisa asks. She goes on to say, "Congress says it shouldn't regulate drug use in baseball or any other sport, presumably, yet it has no problem passing a law that does not allow federal financial aid for anyone who is ever convicted of using marijuana, even once, ensnaring people who have had a hard time and are struggling to get their lives back together by going to college. The hypocrisy is absolutely astounding," Lisa writes. Yes, we have a moral values crisis in this country, and it has little to do with who does and doesn't believe in God. You know, when you're down for a couple of days, you read everything in the Times. You know, I never have time to read everything in the New York Times. It's just too much there. It's like trying to read a novel every day. But I thought that letter was especially good, is an especially salient point. You know, some 15-year-old gets popped for marijuana usage, and 3 years later applies for a Pell Grant. Go screw yourself, kid. But these candy-ass baseball players, God, I hate them. They make me sick. All professional sports, I don't care what it is, they all make me sick. What happened to professional sports, huh? I don't talk about sports. I hate talking about sports. But seeing that ridiculous, phony, hypocritical little agreement reached by Major League Baseball. Now, has it been confirmed yet by the Players Union? I don't know.
We don't want, on the fourth time we get suspended a year? No fair, no fair, no fair. I don't like that. I'm not going to vote for it.
God, they make me sick. Got an email from someone who pointed out that when we were right before I bailed out of here for a couple of days, talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I said the Cuban missiles were detected by satellites, and it was pointed out by a couple of you we didn't have satellites back then, not that sort, and the missiles were detected by overflights of U-2 spy planes. Thank you. I love having a well-read, historically balanced audience. Got a letter here from. Well, I'm not sure. When you guys don't sign or put your name on these emails, when all I have is your email addy, and it's something like gooberhead@yahoo.com or something like, you know, I never know who to attribute this to. But anyway, the writer writes, since last Wednesday, Secret Service and Park Police in D.C. seem to have great concern with commuters with Democratic Party-leaning bumper stickers. You know, Edwards. A few of my coworkers have been stopped and questioned on the nature of their business. These are individuals who have been commuting for years in downtown D.C. My emailer says, I fail to see why law enforcement would choose to pull over individuals whose political party is Democratic. Come Thursday, I think I'll call in sick. Yeah. Have y'all seen that thing about Mylar balloons? I'm sure you have. Bush gave a interview to the Washington Post last Friday aboard Air Force One. And according to Mark Krug, writing Intervention Magazine, in 35 minutes in the interview, he managed to commit nearly every verbal, quote, mistake, close quote, that served him so well during the campaign. He equivocated, temporized, oversimplified, engaged in self-delusion, indulged in verbal flights of fancy, and when necessary, uttered statements absolutely devoid of any discernible fact. Well, duh! That's what this criminal enterprise is all about. Watching Condoleezza Rice today was an exercise in just mind-boggling. I don't know what. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I don't like this woman. I don't like Condoleezza Rice. Of course, I don't like anybody in the Bush crime family. But she seems especially inclined to be a little suck-up. You know what I'm saying? Ah, well, now we didn't. You know what I'm talking about. All right, stick around. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. I had 8 implants and another bone graft, so I've got about 40 stitches in my mouth. But come on back. You may hear me trip over the threads and choke to death.
Things are going to change. I can feel it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
An American soldier caught by an enemy insurgent. That American soldier now is at risk for the most exquisite forms of torture that the human mind can devise, thanks to George Bush. Body parts removed? Oh, that'll be where it begins.
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Do you ever wonder why you seem to pay more in taxes than rich people with smart accountants? Do you ask yourself, what's wrong with our tax system? Well, here's a reality check. Taxes on wages and salaries are much higher than taxes on income from investments. People who are so rich that they don't have to work pay the federal government only a sliver of their dividends and capital gains. By comparison, working people owe a much larger share of their hard-earned income in taxes. Someone who makes $50,000 from working pays more than three times the taxes of someone who makes $50,000 from investments. That is just not fair. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for fixing the tax system so that working Americans get a fair deal. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
Alert! Alert! Are you sinking into debt and you're all burned up about it? Then fight fire with FIRE! That's right, FIRE! Financial independence and resource education can eliminate your unsecured debt for a fraction of what you owe without a loan. Are you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more in debt and paying outrageous interest rates? Let the professionals at FIRE put 40 years of experience to work for you. They'll negotiate and settle your debt down for up to 40% of what you now owe. You can reduce monthly payments immediately and be debt-free in less than 24 months. The FIRE experts are so sure they can eliminate your unsecured debt, they even offer a risk-free money-back guarantee. So give them a try. FIRE may even correct your past mistakes by helping you clean up your credit report and remove late payments, bankruptcies, charge-offs, and collections.
Results may vary. FIRE makes no claims to delete accurate info from your credit report.
Don't let your debt give you a burn in your bank account. Fight FIRE with FIRE. Call right now at 1-866-659-1131. That's 1-866-659-1131. 866-659-1131.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
I can't see! Are they biting me?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I love your radio station. You've become my lifeline for information and sanity.
The Mic, 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. So, again, if you're just tuning in, stick around, because after the next break, when we come back to the bottom of the hour, rather than play a bunch of Condoleezza Rice's BS answers, I'm so sick of these people, I could rip my eyes out. We're just going to play the questions asked by Barbara Boxer. What? Of course, Boxer did not ask Condoleezza that many questions. She stated she wasn't going to ask any questions, not towards the very end. Condi did ask Luger if it was okay to make a statement after Boxer's statements, and well, some of that. So I think what Senator Boxer was doing was preempting these half-witted, canned, stupid-ass answers that everybody in the Bush administration is instructed to give, no matter what happens, no matter what question is asked. They all have certain specific, you know, Karl Rove makes everybody stay on the same page. So apparently Boxer was anticipating that and didn't, Kathy just said in my headphones, she didn't really ask that many questions today. What I watched was, at the beginning of the day, I watched Joe Biden this morning. I think I tuned in, woke up about 9:15, and there's Biden down on his knees in front of Rice. This guy really irks the hell out of me, Joe Biden. And then who is the other one, Kathy, who was on early this morning? Yeah, Feinstein, who sits there and introduces her like they're a couple of sorority sisters. You know, the other Democratic senator from California, there's Dianne Feinstein. And, you know, I'm rubbing my eyes and looking at this and saying, now, you know, I've got a Vicodin hangover or something, even though I stopped taking it on Sunday. Must be something left over still floating in my blood, right? But no, there she is. And I was just, it was just like, oh dear God, will this never stop? Here is a woman who has national security advisor, participated in lies beyond belief. You know, I read something that said Condoleezza Rice, when she was a little girl in Birmingham, one of her little friends was one of the girls blown up in the Birmingham church bombing. And that had a profound effect on Condoleezza Rice and her family. And then I thought, no, somebody made that up. Because if that were true, Condoleezza Rice would not have participated in the lies and deceptions necessary to bomb Iraq and to blow up how many tens of thousands of children. God, these people are disgusting. And they sit there, Rice and Tenet and whoever the hell it is, whoever these people, what's his name, Rumsfeld, Ashcroft did it, they sit there and lie and lie and lie and lie. Now, that's to be expected. It's in the nature of a snake is to bite and inject poison. The nature of a Bush crime family member is to sit and lie and cause death, as much death as they possibly can. But is it the nature of Democratic senators to sit there and facilitate and enable these people? Well, yes, Mike. It sure is. With a couple of exceptions. But I'm watching that this morning. You know, Boxer came on later on during the day, and I could see her on camera a couple times, and it was apparently that she came dressed for a street fight. You know, she was not there. You know, Rice shows up. Have you all ever seen a more prim and proper, a tight-ass, a bureaucrat than Condoleezza Rice? Oh, my God. Sits there. She's like those kids. We all had them in the 6th and 7th grade. They were just the teacher's pet. Right? Just, oh, you wanted to get him out on the playground and just... So Boxer, you know, Rice is sitting out at the table looking like that. Just little Miss Prim and Proper, Miss PTA, whatever the hell she... I don't know. And there's Boxer kind of slunched over and got this jacket, looked like a T-shirt on underneath it. Her hair, all that wild-ass Barbara Boxer hair. She looked like she was ready to attack. And essentially, she did, and thank God. What do we have? One Democratic senator? One out of 45 or 44? We have one Democratic senator who doesn't brook nonsense from the Republicans? What? All right, Boxer for president. You know, I don't know. I haven't looked at her record that much. But I do know what I've seen in the past couple of weeks. She's the only one who is standing up on her hind legs demanding some kind of accountability from these people. Now, she's not going to get it. She's not going to get accountability. According to Bush, in the interview he gave in the Washington Post, to the Washington Post, aboard the presidential jet, he characterized the 2004 election as what he called an accountability moment. He said then, when Americans reelected him, that was it. There was no reason to hold any administration official accountable for mistakes or misjudgments in planning or managing the war or the violent aftermath, according to Washington Post, because Bush said, well, that's it, you see? I got 51% of the vote. I don't have to account for a damn thing. The American people love me. I have a mandate. I have a political capital. I'm going to spend it. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? American woman, said get away.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Sometimes a picture can say a thousand words. The photo of Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer from California openly weeping said a lot more than the two-hour dog and pony show of a debate that followed Boxer's challenge to the Ohio electoral votes. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm wondering if Senator Boxer knows something I don't. Why exactly was a U.S. senator crying? Was it because she was the only senator to stand up on behalf of the Black Congressional Caucus's claim of voting irregularities? I don't think so, because Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid stood right beside Boxer. It appears that Boxer took the bullet for a number of Democratic senators who supported her but wouldn't publicly say so. Was it because Republicans accused her of being aligned with conspiracy theorists and terrorists? I don't think so, because she knew that Republicans would have to resort to name-calling. After all, the facts are on our side, and they've been well documented. Maybe she cried because she knows that the fix is in. With a CEO of an electronic voting machine company promising the Ohio electoral votes to Bush and the resulting discrepancy between exit polling and the unverifiable paperless voting machines, with a Republican Secretary of State of Ohio requesting a protective order that would prevent him from having to testify, and Trumbull County, Ohio voters receiving ballots with Bush already selected, with a Republican senator maintaining a financial interest in an electronic voting machine company, and a signed and sworn affidavit reporting that a Republican U.S. representative had a computer program built that altered electronic vote tallies, it seems Senator Boxer may know something we have yet to learn. Our democracy has been subverted, and our voting system is corrupt. In the words of a tearful Barbara Boxer, our democracy is the centerpiece of who we are as a nation, and it is the fondest hope of all Americans that we can bring democracy to every corner of the world. As we try to do that, and as we are shedding the blood of our military to this end, we must realize that we lose so much credibility when our own electoral system needs so much improvement. As long as the cronies who control the federal legislature and White House also control the ballot boxes, Boxer knows those improvements will be left undone. I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the Mic, 92.1.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
You're fat because they can't sell you food fast enough on TV. Now they're going to mix the food commercials with fitness commercials, and you're going to sit there and you're going to be so full of self-loathing that by comparison, Bush looks good. I can't have it. You got to start from the inside out. Forget your body. It's only the physical.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Planet Check.
planet check.
In the U.S., only 1% of grizzly bears are left. Rob Ament from American Wildlands explains.
The federal government is starting a process to remove Yellowstone's bears from the protections of the Endangered Species Act.
The habitat where one-third of these bears live today will be open for industrial uses.
That means full field oil and gas development, logging projects, and it also will be open for road building.
If the bears can't move safely about, their numbers will decline due to drought, food shortages, wildfires, and inbreeding.
Scientists tell us that to sustain themselves over the long haul, grizzly bears need a population of at least several thousand bears that can range over a network of large protected areas.
Bear down at wildlands.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Celebration Day is January 20th at the Casbah with Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Is that line, I'm your Venus or I'm your penis? All right, let's get into this right away. After standing to challenge the criminal election, the stolen election of George Bush, now Boxer does it again, this time challenging Condoleezza Rice. Before getting into the Iraq issue, Senator Boxer has a comment about Condoleezza's compassion.
Dr. Rice, before I get to my formal remarks, you no doubt will be confirmed. That's at least what we think. And if you're going to become the voice of diplomacy, this is just a helpful point. When Senator Voinovich mentioned the issue of tsunami relief, you said your first words were, the tsunami was a wonderful opportunity for us. Now, the tsunami was one of the worst tragedies of our lifetime, one of the worst, and it's going to have a 10-year impact on rebuilding that area. I was very disappointed in your statement. I think you blew the opportunity. You mention it as part of one sentence.
But that's what these people do. Death and destruction to the Bush crime syndicate. It means nothing. The individual death, the collective death, that doesn't mean anything. But Boxer is right to call her on that. Who in the news media would have made a point that Rice said the tsunami was a wonderful opportunity? That's sick. That is so disgusting. On Rice's current lie that al-Qaeda is being pushed back and defeated by this Bush crime family's mighty actions in the war against terror, Rice can't even keep the lies straight in her own documents.
I, like Senator Feingold and everyone here who was in the Senate at the time, voted to go after Osama bin Laden and to go after the Taliban and to defeat al-Qaeda. And you say they have less territory? That's not true. Your own documents show that al-Qaeda has expanded from 45 countries in 01 to more than 60 countries today.
Well, see, there you go, Senator Boxer, hitting these animals with truth. On Condoleezza Rice's old lie about how al-Qaeda cells were operating out of Iraq, which was one of the justifications for invasion after the truth about the weapons began to seep out. Again, I guess Condoleezza and the Bushes thought no one would ever look at the recorded documents.
NIC Chairman Robert Hutchings said, Iraq is, quote, a magnet for international terrorist activity. And this was not the case in 01. And I have great proof of it, including a State Department document that lists every country in which al-Qaeda operated prior to 9/11. And you can see the countries, no mention of Iraq, and this booklet was signed off on by the President of the United States, George W. Bush, was put out by George Bush's State Department, and he signed it. There was no al-Qaeda activity there. No cells.
Isn't it astonishing? Now think back prior to the invasion. The putrid, filthy lies perpetrated by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the Toledo Blade, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, Dallas Morning Herald, on and on and on and on. And then, after almost 1,500 dead American troops and 10, 20, 30, 50, 100,000 dead Iraqis, then we get these little snippets of the truth. There was no Al-Qaeda. George Bush signed off on an intelligence finding. There was no Al-Qaeda there. By God, there is now, isn't there? On Rice's most famous lie, where she, along with all the other thugs in this administration, tried to scare the hell out of us about Iraq with visions of mushroom clouds.
Now, perhaps the most well-known statement you've made was the one about Saddam Hussein launching a nuclear weapon on America with the image of, quote, quoting you, a mushroom cloud. That image had to frighten every American into believing that Saddam Hussein was on the verge of annihilating them if he was not stopped. And I will be placing into the record a number of such statements you made which have not been consistent with the facts.
Now, I have to say, as much as I hate Republicans, all Republicans, Senator Lugar was, in the bits I saw, was willing, without argument, without you know, crapping all over Barbara Boxer, he was willing to, you know, he on a couple occasions he said, fine, that'll be included in the record. But there's Boxer again, pointing out the truth of this lying criminal administration, which in 2 days is going to spend $40, $50 million for a masturbatory circle jerk in Washington, D.C., where all these rich people can get together. They're not necessarily rich people. They're sick people. And pretend like they're, I don't know, it's terrible. All right, now Senator Boxer begins a barrage of Condoleezza Rice lies as told to the media. Listen as Rice on PBS contradicts herself and what Bush said about Iraq's nuclear weapons.
On July 30th, 2003, you were asked by PBS NewsHour's Gwen Ifill if you continued to stand by the claims you made about Saddam's nuclear program in the days and months leading up to the war. In what appears to be an effort to downplay the nuclear weapons scare tactics you used before the war, your answer was, and I quote, "It was a case that said he was trying to reconstitute. He's trying to acquire nuclear weapons. Nobody ever said that it was going to be the next year." Well, that wasn't true, because 9 months before you said this to the American people, what had George Bush said, President Bush, at his speech at the Cincinnati Museum Center? "If the Iraqi regime is able to produce, buy, or steal an amount of highly enriched uranium a little larger than a single softball, it could have a nuclear weapon in less than a year."
So she contradicts herself, this little high school valedictorian who sits here all prim and proper, who's going to be the next Secretary of State. She contradicts herself. She contradicts the President of the United States, as evil and degenerate as he is. These people are so bad. And who calls them on it? If this is true, and it is, as Boxer points out, these are not my words, Ms. Rice. These are your words. These are Bush's words. If this stuff is true, truth seeker, then why are senators like Biden and Feinstein and the rest of these so-called Democrats saying, "Oh, yeah, well, you're going to be confirmed. Yeah, sure, you know, you're my kind of gal." Huh? Anybody got an answer for that? No, you don't. Here's more evidence of how Rice was caught lying to us dumb Americans. Here she, Boxer points out that Rice on Fox News, offering contradicting statements she just made to PBS, and they called Carrie a flip-flopper.
And here's the real kicker. On October 10th, 04, on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, 3 months ago, you were asked about CIA Director Tenet's remark that prior to the war, he had, quote, "made it clear to the White House that he thought the nuclear weapons program was much weaker than the program to develop other WMDs." Your response was this: "The intelligence assessment was that he was reconstituting his nuclear programs, that left unchecked, he would have a nuclear weapon by the end of the year." So here you are, contradicting, first contradicting the president and then contradicting yourself.
But Senator Boxer, that's reason for confirmation. That's not reason for denial of this appointment of this moronic woman. Oh, she was the provost at Stanford. Oh, well, okay. I listened to Feinstein's opening remarks. You know, they always start out with the same thing, don't they, with these criminals? Oh, well, they pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. Bernie Carrick, John Ashcroft, Condoleezza Rice. Now, here's Condoleezza Rice in her words. Here she weighs in. I love the last line. Listen to this.
Senator, I have to say that I have never, ever lost respect for the truth in the service of anything.
Quack, quack.
It is not my nature.
Quack.
It is not my character.
Quack.
And I would hope that we can have this conversation and discuss what happened before and what went on before and what I said without impugning my credibility.
Well, you impugned your credibility. What the hell is wrong with you? All of you people in the Bush administration, they all do the same thing. Now Rice, just like every one of these thugs before her, in these phony-ass testimonials before the Senate or the House, Rice, like all of them, tries to turn it into an instance where the questioner is attacking the sacrosanct, holier-than-thou Miss Rice's character. Don't impugn my credibility. Rice impugns her own every time she opens her mouth. It's unbelievable. And they sit there, whether it's Bush or Rice or Rumsfeld or Cheney or Wolfowitz, it doesn't matter. I have never seen a crew like this who is so, each member, who is so divorced from the truth, so able to lie with such facility, it just trips and rolls out of their nasty-ass mouths, and more people die, and the country goes further in the tank. Couple more from Boxer and Rice coming back. Stick around, I want you to hear the rest of these.
So stand for me, Condi, show me what you got. They say you're too uptight, I say you're not. Dance around me, standing like a top. Oh, Condi, 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 don't ever stop.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
But the Ohio recount, it's sitting in front of the Ohio Supreme Court, this case is. And today, Bush decided that his administration would write sort of a letter, you know, to the Ohio Supreme Court telling them, don't hear this case. See, he doesn't even want them to rule on it. He just said, just don't hear it.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Right now, one of the hardest things is we see their friends. And we see how much their friends have grown and changed and how big they've gotten. And we cannot see how much Brandy Taylor and Sarah Francis have grown and changed and just going through those milestone years.
Brandy Taylor and Sarah Wiggins were killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Defense. Progressive Talk, from East Coast to West Coast, Air America, Stephanie Miller, and Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
These people are just sick. It's you know, I don't know how Al Franken or Jon Stewart or Jay Leno or any of these people can find humor in this. I mean, I appreciate the fact that they can, and I respect the fact that they can. And God knows, as I've been told, there was humor in the death camps in Treblinka, Auschwitz, and places like that. Who knows? But I can't find it. The only thing I can come up with is mockery. I can't find humor. And again, thank God for Jon Stewart. Thank God for Al Franken. That they can find something in this madness. You know, one of the things Boxer mentioned today, she quoted Chief of Staff Andy Card, who before this war began said, you know, compared it to a new product. He said, you don't roll out a new product in the summer. The new product being war. 1,400 Americans dead, 100,000 Iraqis dead, God knows how many Iraqis wounded and injured, 10,000 Americans wounded, arms blown off, faces blown off, legs blown off. And these bastards, these dirty bastards, sit there day after day in testifying at their confirmation hearings, making statements like this. And these degenerate Democrats who have the perfect stage, the opportunity to lash these killers, to expose them to what's left of the American public that gives a damn. And they don't. They do a Joe Biden. They do a Dianne Feinstein. It's sickening. Is it okay I get this excited, Kathy, with the drugs and the antibiotics, huh? Somebody sent me an email. Good thing you got insurance for this. Oh, no. Ain't no insurance for what I'm having done. This comes out of the pocket. Well, no, it came from the credit union because we had to borrow against the house. All right, back to this. So Boxer strikes back at Rice's little defense there about, don't impugn my integrity or whatever the hell she said.
You and I could sit here and go back and forth and present our arguments, and maybe somebody watching a debate would pick one or the other depending on their own views. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the facts. So when I ask you these questions, I'm going to show you your words, not my words. And, if I might say, again you said, you're aware of the stakes in Iraq. We sent our beautiful people, and thank you so much for your comments about them, to defend freedom. You sent them in there because of weapons of mass destruction. Later, the mission changed when there were none. I have your quotes on it. I have the president's quotes on it. And everybody admits it but you, that was the reason for the war.
Yeah. Now, Rice tries to hedge yet again about the reason we invaded Iraq. And Boxer is not having it.
It wasn't just weapons of mass destruction. He was also a place, his territory was a place where terrorists were welcomed, where he paid suicide bombers to bomb Israel, where he had used Scuds against Israel in the past, and so we knew what his intentions were in the region, where he had attacked his neighbors before and in fact tried to annex Kuwait, where we'd gone to war against him twice in the past. It was the total picture, Senator, not just weapons of mass destruction that caused us to decide that post-September 11th, it was finally time to deal with the
threat. Well, you should read what we voted on when we voted to support the war, which I did not, but most of my colleagues did. It was WMD, period. That was the reason and the causation for that, particular vote.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And finally tonight, Condoleezza Rice tries to redeem herself, and again, Boxer won't let her off the hook. I love this. If we had another 43 senators like Boxer, I probably never would have left the Democratic Party.
You can't admit to this mistake. I hope that you'll
Senator, we can have this discussion in any way that you would like, but I really hope that you will refrain from impugning my integrity. Thank you very much.
I'm just quoting what you said. You contradicted the president and you contradicted yourself.
You see how they try to do that? This is like Ashcroft. If you question what we're doing, you're siding with the terrorists. There sits Condoleezza Rice, this smarmy, I don't know what her, okay, she's got a PhD, okay, she was a Soviet expert. Says who? Okay, she was a provost at Stanford. So what? And the youngest one, at what, 39? So? That doesn't mean she's not a liar. That doesn't mean she's not a fully active participant in debauchery and death and murder. Think back, Miss Rice. Think back to your little classmate or friend, not your classmate, the friend, the little girl who died in the bombing of the church in Birmingham all those years ago when you were a kid. What about that little girl and her three friends? What about that? And what about the 50 or 60 or 70,000 Iraqi kids who have been blown to pieces, Miss Rice, because of you? This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Social Security is in danger. We must take preventative action. Ba'athist dead-enders have targeted the Social Security lockbox with Iraqis' non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Our only hope is to adopt private accounts before the smoking gun turns out to be a mushroom cloud. Sounds silly? No sillier than this administration's full-court press to scare the retirement checks out of seniors' hands. Progressives need to take a deep breath and repeat after me. There is no crisis in Social Security. Feel better? If absolutely no reforms are made, Social Security will not start running out of money until 2042. That's four decades away, and that's the pessimistic scenario. According to the optimistic projections, the danger of doing nothing is nothing. We've been down this road before. We all know the result. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
You know, what do you bet me there's an Amish boy somewhere in his barn right now listening to me on the radio just wishing he could meet me?
Well, I don't know. It's most interesting when we see
Know you're there, Ezekiel.
At the University Hospital.
Yeah, Ezekiel is like under the cow right now with the transistor radio. And his father's coming in.
Turn it off, Ezekiel.
Yeah. I know. I understand. I really do.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
My name is Matt Cohn from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. Secretary of State nominee Condoleezza Rice tells her Senate confirmation hearing there's no timetable to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. John Bisney reports.
Pressed on what the administration's strategy in Iraq will be, Condoleezza Rice would only say President Bush was determined to stick with that nation until democracy had taken root. But she would not say when U.S. military withdrawals might begin.
I can't judge that, Senator Biden, but I will say that we're going to try to help the Iraqis get this done. And what force levels we need to get it done, we'll just have to keep to get it done.
Rice, now National Security Advisor, pledged to work to improve ties with some U.S. allies strained by the war in Iraq. If confirmed as expected, Rice would be the first black woman to head the State Department. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
A man was parked in a van near the White House for several hours before he was arrested Tuesday. He had been threatening to ignite something in the van. Well, it turned out to be a domestic issue, but it caused some tension while it lasted. Norma McCarvey, the former Jane Roe, whose case first legalized abortion more than 30 years ago, has formally petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse its 1973 decision on Roe versus Wade. Well, she speaks about her feelings of guilt at a Washington News conference.
At times I have felt responsible for the deaths of millions of children, but today I feel forgiven by Jesus.
Howard Dean's campaign for the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee has gotten endorsed from 5 state party chairmen. Well, now that includes 3 southern states where the party has been struggling at the polls in recent years. While the committee handling President Bush's Thursday inaugural is focused on pomp and pageantry, protesters have also been busy preparing. Anti-war groups, environmentalists, and feminists, among others, will be there in force. A majority of Americans polled see President Bush as an honest, trustworthy, and strong leader. This is CNN Radio News.
Is this the year you find true love? Because if you really want to find, you've got to be willing to seek. And the best place to start your search is Cupid.com. Basic memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from Gold members. But the greatest thing about Cupid.com is their local focus. They bring you together with people who live close by. People who can actually be there for you. whether it's online or at a local event, when Cupid.com helps you seek, true love is what you find. Cupid.com.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous!
An Iraqi American businessman has pled guilty to charges that he received millions of dollars worth of oil from the UN Oil for Food program. Gary Baumgarten has more.
Samir Vincent, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Annandale, Virginia, entered the plea in federal court in New York to four criminal counts, including conspiring to act as an unregistered agent of a foreign government and tax violations. He faces the prospect of 28 years in prison. This is the first conviction growing out of the investigation into the misuse of funds raised under the Iraq Oil for Food program. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
An Indian Army spokesman has accused the Pakistani Army of lobbing mortars at Indian positions along the line of control separating the two countries in the disputed Kashmir region. Outgoing U.S. Agricultural Secretary Ann Veneman will replace Carol Bellamy as executive director of UNICEF. This is news from CNN Radio. New research shows taking large amounts of the vitamin folate could help reduce the risk of high blood pressure. Cheryl Castro has details.
Women aged 27 to 44 who consumed at least 1,000 micrograms of folic acid a day were 46% less likely to develop hypertension than those who took less than 200 micrograms a day. 43 to 70-year-old women saw an 18% reduced risk of high blood pressure. The finding is based on an 8-year study of 150,000 women. The study's lead author says more research is needed before reaching a definitive conclusion. Folate is a B vitamin found in oranges, dark green leafy vegetables, and beans. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Iraqi voters in Fallujah and other towns of the Al Anbar province won't know until the very last minute where they should go to vote January 30th to keep insurgents from planning attacks ahead of the elections. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Road Show. There's no one else like her.
I just would like to say that if God made us all in his image, God does not feel anything different about anybody than anybody else. If God made us all in his image, and there are gay people, and there are black people, and there are pink people, and there are white people, then God is a multifaceted, multisexual, denominational God.
The Randy Road Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Did you know it can run through walls?
No.
Watch this.
Oh, Sally.
Don't worry. I also have amazing healing powers. Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. So other than the two self-serving, snotty, smarmy little defensive comments by Condoleezza Rice, we have no intention of using this program as a one more forum for the lies and deceptions that have resulted in so much chaos and death and destruction in the Bush administration. Well, not in the Bush administration, that's wishful thinking, but around the world. It staggers me, it really does, and I know it does you too. to listen to otherwise apparently intelligent members of the Senate. And I'm going to mention again Biden and Feinstein and their ilk. Apparently intelligent, personable. They wear clothes. They walk upright. They probably eat with a knife and fork. I bet they wash their hands after they go to the toilet. You know, civilized human beings sitting there with member of the Bush crime family after member of the Bush crime family coming up for the pro forma, laughingly, ridiculously, non-essential any longer, confirmation by the United States Senate. Like, oh yeah, they're not going to be confirmed. And these Democrats will sit there and say it. Now, okay, somebody's going to email and say, well, Boxer said it. With Boxer, it was almost resignation. She's resigned to the fact that Rice is going to be confirmed. Feinstein, for God's sake, introduced. You mean to tell me that the Bush crime family... Oh, wait, even as I phrased the question, the ridiculousness of the question glares me in the face. I was going to say the Bush crime family couldn't find anybody on their side of the aisle to introduce Condoleezza Rice. Well, Feinstein is on their side of the aisle. You know, you have those moments, those momentary flashes of insight just as you're forming a question, right? But how can members of the United States Senate who claim to be Democrats allow, participate in, affirm the validation of people who have taken this country into a war, an endless war on false pretenses, on lies? How can Biden do it? How can Biden do it? Isn't he he's a veteran, isn't he? How can he do it? How can any of them do it? How can any Democrat? I expect as much from Republicans. They're reptiles. I've said this before, you know, I sometimes feel like there's a part of me that never, ever, ever matured. It's still the little, Peter Pan kind of boy, you know, the lost boys. Because how else to explain a part of me that still shows shock and dismay and surprise and outrage when Democrats sit there and promote and stroke and allow and facilitate and enable people who should be imprisoned to run this country? Spending 4 days at home, Kathy and I talk, and it's like, what does it take for me or you, you know, whatever, to finally lose the questioning of how corrupt our government's become and how willing otherwise a normal appearing men and women, whether they're Democrat or Republican, to allow this to continue. You know, this interview with Bush on Air Force One by the Washington Post, where he says that, you know, the people validated his Iraq policy because he got 51% of the vote. He managed to steal, his operatives managed to steal just enough to make it appear that he got 51% of the vote. When in fact, there's poll after poll out there that says as many as 58% of the American public think that the Iraq policy is an utter absolute failure. Do you know how high that number is going to go? How many dead Americans need to come home? I mean, we normally, as a society, we don't care about how many brown people or yellow people or green people we butcher or murder. It doesn't matter. But these are Americans. Yeah, some of them are brown, some of them are black, some of them are white, but they're Americans. You know, we don't put much value on human life as a country unless it's our human life. Sorry, we don't. You know it. I know it. Let's not get into a debate about it, okay? But the Bush crime family put zero value on any life. The tsunami to Condoleezza Rice was a wonderful opportunity. If that's not satanic, if that's not degenerate, if that's not criminal, if that's not vile, vile thinking, what in the hell is? It's like Madeleine Albright saying the death of 500,000 Iraqi children was worth it. And then months later, or a couple of years later, came to, oh, I never should have said that. Oh, I don't know what the hell was wrong with me when I said that. Blah, 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 blah. We don't care. Democrat, Republican, Jew, Gentile, it doesn't matter. Gay, straight, Republican, it doesn't matter. Overall, to Americans, we don't care. We don't care. So anyway, it's one thing to not care. It's one thing to be morally neutral or to be amoral. But to be immoral, to consciously make a decision to support or endorse people whose policies are about death and destruction without reason other than empire. And when I think about these civilians, the Wolfowitzes, and these scum who operate Rumsfeld, the rest of these people who operate inside the Defense Department, these civilians who prostitute and pervert a 230-year-old tradition in this country that we the military does not make decisions. The military acts on policy decided by civilians. And I think about the leadership, the civilian leadership that is mandated by our Constitution, and how these thugs, these killers, take advantage of that, and how the military has been conditioned with 230 years of tradition and law to accept what they are told to do by the civilian leadership, no matter how many of their people die, no matter how many of our soldiers become absolutely corrupted and have their young minds just totally shredded by what they're seeing over there. Jesus. It's one thing to be amoral. It's something else again to be immoral. So Bush says the 2004 election was the accountability moment. He says the Americans people elected him because they, or we, preferred his position on Iraq to that of his opponent. Well, the joke is his position on Iraq was no different from John Kerry's. They both wanted to continue the murder. So don't even talk to Kerry about me. Or talk to me about Kerry. Talk to Kerry about me. See, there's Vicodin again. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Now, the opportunity, and yeah, I'm coming to your phone calls in a second. The opportunity that the tsunami brought. I don't know what Condoleezza Rice was referring to, but I can tell you what Christian missionaries saw it as, Protestant and Catholic. I'll share that with you when we come back here in just a second. Stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fan the flames of the wars that are fought in places where we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion, the same time they sell us our wars. I want to know men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. They're never lights in the balance.
A Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
On January... Lee Rayburn is not your standard local weekend talk show host.
Alberto Gonzalez is unqualified because of what he has done in our name. You bring that up and what are you called? A racist. Why? Because of the color of his skin. What about the depth of his character? To rank and rate a person, to view a human just based on the color of their skin... That's racism.
Lee Rayburn, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future.
Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
108 weeks away from the 2008 inauguration, counting down to the end. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. The lies just never stop, do they? But America loves it. We love the lies, at least enough of us to make it feasible to steal the election for a second time. Either we love the lies or we actually love the murder and the mayhem. I don't know anymore. Before I do this Christian missionary thing, email from Jen, And she points out something that, I saw it today, too. Jen says, I just caught the replay on C-SPAN of Condi's confirmation hearings today. And when I saw John Kerry, I could not believe that was the same Kerry I voted for in November. He looked like a whipping boy afraid to look up at his punisher. And as I watched his huddled form speaking down into his notes, I became so sick. It made me ashamed that I voted for him. Is he going to give the Bush administration a free ride because he lost? And she says some other things here about Barbara Boxer, but yeah, I saw a bit of Kerry today, and at that point just had to walk away from it. It really does make you feel like a fool when you say, as I did, as you did, as so many of us did on this program months ago, before I ever joined this network, on a different network. And the position was, you know, I support Kucinich. Well, I support Wesley Clark. Well, I support, you know, everybody had their own Democrat that they were supporting. And the consensus agreement was, among us, you know, do whatever it takes. I support Howard Dean. Do whatever it takes to get our candidate the nomination. But then once the nomination was secure, then it's time to back the Democrat. And you know, a lot of people will tell you that's nonsense. You know, it's a nonsensical way to do politics. But that's what we did, didn't we? Never again. I've said it before. I live in a state where the voting is totally fraudulent. I doubt seriously I'll be voting again as long as I live in Georgia. We may eventually have to leave here because I don't know how much more of this I can stand. By leave here, I mean leave Georgia, where, you know, it's been our home for 30 years. I've had two kids born here. But I'll never vote here again because every single voting apparatus machine in the state of Georgia and every precinct is a Diebold machine. It's touchscreen, there's no record, nothing, and it's all fraudulent. So when I think about my living in the United States of America and not being able to vote... You know, that doesn't compute. So do I leave the United States? No, you know, just get the hell out of here. But watching Kerry today was a classic example of that. You know, like Jen, I don't know. I wanted to press a magic button and so he would hear me screaming at him from my bedroom. You know, what the hell is wrong with you? How can you sit there with your head down? Weren't you just running to be the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States? And you sit there with this killer in front of you, not 20 yards in front of you, not 10 yards in front of you, Kerry. And you sit there with that hangdog. Oh, Jesus, never mind. So... This is from Yahoo News. It says, rage and fury has gripped this tiny tsunami-hit Hindu village in India's southern Tamil Nadu. The village is Samanthapattai. After a group of Christian missionaries allegedly refused them aid for not agreeing to follow Christianity. Samanthapattai, near the temple town of Madurai, faced near devastation when the tidal waves wiped it clean of homes and lives. There's still 200 people there who are homeless, battling to rebuild lives, locating lost family members, facing epidemic, disease, and trauma. So, according to the Yahoo News Service here, these folks were jubilant at seeing relief trucks loaded with food, clothes, and medicine heading into the village. These are people who have not had a decent meal in days. They were shocked when the nuns involved in this asked them to convert before distributing biscuits and water. According to Yahoo, heated arguments broke out as the locals forcibly tried to stop the relief trucks from leaving. The missionaries, who rushed into their cars on seeing television reporters and the cameras, refused to comment about how they managed to leave the village. The villagers are still sitting there waiting aid. One of the villagers said, many volunteer groups are extending help to us. But there in our village, the non-government organization, which was till now helping us, is now asking us to follow the Christian religion. We're followers of Hindu religion. And we refused. And after that, these people with their aid materials are leaving the village without distributing any of it to us. Now, that's the Catholics. The Protestants, I think it's even worse. I'll have that for you when I come back. And a lot of folks say, well, Mike, you're always saying bad things about Christianity. No, they say bad things about themselves. I just report it.
So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
Madison.
I'm Lynn Bozoff. My son Evan died from a strain of bacterial meningitis, an infection for which many college students are at increased risk. His death could have been prevented with a vaccine that many campuses offer.
Get more information, visit the website MUSA.org or call 1-866-321-4MFA.
Brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view. Iran is next. That's the inescapable conclusion of Seymour Hersh's latest article in The New Yorker entitled The Coming Wars. Writes Hersh, I was repeatedly told that the next strategic target was Iran. He reports that the administration has been conducting secret reconnaissance missions inside Iran at least since last summer. The goal is to identify and isolate 36 and perhaps more nuclear, chemical, and missile sites that could be destroyed by precision strikes and short-term commando raids. Hersh adds that the Pentagon's contingency plans for a broader invasion of Iran are also being updated. Now, you may ask yourself, why in the world is Bush planning war against Iran when the war against Iraq is going so badly? The answer is the Bush folks are so deluded that they think his re-election was a vote not only for the Iraq War, but for the neoconservatives who hatched it. And those neoconservatives are in a hurry to accomplish their goals before Bush's 4 years are up. This is the last hurrah, one former high intelligence official told Hersh. Delusion plus recklessness plus enormous power equals disaster in Iran, even more so than in Iraq, since the Iranians are more opposed to the United States than the
Iraqis weren't, since their military is stronger than Saddam's. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz are dead set on disaster squared. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
This is a guy who President Bush sat adjacent to Laura Bush at a State of the Union address. I've made a promise to my wife, if I ever become president, I would not make her sit next to an Iranian spy in the gallery at the State of the Union address.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines, a tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
The facts are cooking on global warming.
2004 is the fourth hottest year on record. And that would not be remarkable if the other nine of the top ten hadn't been in the last 15 years.
That's Dave Hamilton, Director of Global Warming and Energy Programs for Sierra Club.
Just in 2004, we've seen kind of an explosion in the science on global warming. We're finding out that the oceans may be absorbing carbon dioxide to an unhealthy level that may change its chemical composition.
The Arctic study shows the melting of the polar ice caps and glaciers.
Weather anomalies continue to happen that have been predicted for years.
Scientists are not surprised.
What they are surprised about is how fast it's happening and how severe the effects are that we have already seen. We simply know so much now that it's irresponsible not to take action.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
TheMic921.com. Log on and listen online. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour. Okay, the Catholic nuns apparently took their aid and left because the Hindus wouldn't instantly convert. Isn't that wonderful? Now, you can attach as much credibility to these stories as you want to. I frankly believe them. Now, this one is from the Washington Post. That last one is from Yahoo, but here's one from the Washington Post. There's a Virginia-based missionary group of right-wing religious freaks called World Help. And it claimed this week that, or last week, that it had airlifted 300 what they call tsunami orphans from the Muslim province of Banda Aceh to Jakarta, the Indonesian capital, and it says it's going to raise them in a Christian children's home. Now, according to the Post, most of the religious charities do not attach any conditions to their aid, and many of the larger ones, like World Vision and Catholic Relief Services and so on, have policies against proselytizing. But, the Post says, a few of the smaller groups have been raising money among evangelical Christians by presenting the tsunami emergency effort as a rare opportunity, sound familiar, to make converts in hard-to-reach areas. Now, think for a moment. When California finally has the big earthquake, and it may not be for 1,000 years or maybe next week, but let's suppose it's now, it's next week. And literally hundreds of thousands of people die and orphans. Let's supposing swooping out of the Pacific, all of a sudden here comes a whole fleet of boats carrying Muslim and Hindu missionaries. And they scoop up a couple, 300, 400, 500 mostly white, but not all of them white, Christian babies and children who are now orphans, and they fly them to some place in Canada or Denver, and say, okay, we're building a home here. We're going to convert these little babies and these children to Hinduism, huh? No, doesn't compute, does it? That's exactly what this group, World Help. Now, World Help is run by the very first person To graduate from Jerry Falwell's Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, back in 1971, his name is Brewer. The Indonesians, in the first place, the Indonesians say, the foreign ministry in Indonesia says, we have no knowledge of this. If confirmed, this would constitute a serious violation of the standing ban by the Indonesian government on the adoption of Achenese children affected by the tsunami disaster, and appropriate steps would be taken accordingly. The foreign ministry, Indonesian foreign ministry spokesman added that he did not believe any Indonesian official would have approved the transfer of the children. Now, this Brewer freak, right? God, I mean, these people, the arrogance of these people, huh? It's astonishing. This guy Brewer, who was the first person to graduate from Falwell's University. He has a website. The website had all this stuff on it, but it was changed when the Washington Post called and said, hey, we want to check this out. The website was changed, and the appeal for money based on this was removed after the Post called to inquire about it. But this guy, Vernon Brewer, now, it may all be a scam. He said in a telephone interview the organization had collected about $70,000 in donations and was seeking to raise another $350,000 to build the orphanage. Now, Brewer is a Baptist. Either he's running another one of these Christ-killing, rip Jesus off the cross, just rip him to pieces, so-called Christian scams. Either he's another one of these vile betrayers of Christ and betrayers of the Christian faith, and all he's doing is running a money scam, or he is actually over there snatching children to raise them in a religion that is as foreign to people in that part of the world as Hinduism is to the majority of Americans in this part of the world. The arrogance of that. Now, it's a toss-up whether or not the guy really snatched 300 kids and is using these little children to raise money, or whether it's all a scam. But isn't that the case so many times with these so-called Christians, especially ones who cluster around Jerry Falwell like rats around a bloated dead corpse? They're disgusting. They're no more Christian than I'm a telephone pole. So before you send me an email now telling me I'm busting up on Christians, I'm not. I'm not. I'm busting up on these hypocrites who defile, who urinate on the body of Christ. Remember the artwork that was called Piss Christ? It was a crucifix submerged in the artist's urine, and it just freaked people out. And I forget the artist. Don't email it to me. And it was on display someplace, and the Christians went berserk. This is what the artist was trying to depict. It wasn't blasphemy. It was showing what these people do. And here's another example. And it ties in so neatly to what Condoleezza Rice said today. We saw the tsunami disaster as a wonderful opportunity. Oh, my God. All right. An email here, and then we're going to go to some phone calls. This is from Ernie. Hey, Mike. Condoleezza sickens me. As a black person, I hate that we are so easily used against each other and against the other citizens of the United States. She should focus on the civil rights record of the Bush regime. Oops, my bad. She's part of that incredible lie, an integral part. She has the greatest capacity for delusion I have ever witnessed outside of Bush. I guess that's why they fit together so well. So Rush Limbaugh and his ilk will soon call Boxer a racist. Yeah, that's how it works, Ernie. You got that right. All right. RB is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. RB, welcome to the program tonight.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, RB? All right, let's put RB on hold. We'll come back to him in a moment, or RB's gone. All right, try again, RB. I don't know what happened there. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge. Hey, Marge. Okay, we're having phone problems. Everybody stay on hold. We'll get it worked out in a minute, all right? We'll get it worked out in a minute. Don't hang up anybody. We'll just put everybody on hold. This is, you know, just one of those things. Here's another email. This is from Carolyn. Hey, Mike, you asked a question as to where we were with the seemingly unsurmountable bad news revolving around this government and the Bush crime family. Well, personally, Carolyn writes, I've given up. I'm so tired and depressed about the low level this country has sunk into. I'm in total disbelief about the lack of protest about issues that are so blatantly wrong and corrupt. I'm sick of people talking about organizing. To do what? Where are the demonstrations and the boycotts? Something, damn it. What are we doing? When I listen to you, Randy, or the majority report, I'm hit with so much negative news. Though insightful and informative, my brain is ready to explode. I'm saturated. I'm on overload. As liberals, we have lost this country, and we will not overtake the corruption for some time. Basically, I want to move to Canada. I'm 53, tired, and afraid. We have no country, we have no democracy, we have lying murderers as our leaders. I'm sick, I'm depressed about this entire madness. As for Joe Biden, forget him. I had respected him a great deal before his infamous statement, I like you! You know, to Alberto. Carolyn goes on to say, liberals have no leadership, none. Not Hillary, Kerry, Biden, Obama, not one. Also, did you hear the dumbass statement by Grainer's parents as to the good he achieved by torturing the Iraqi prisoners? His father said he had done a good job and got lots of useful information that saved many American lives. These people can't be real. Do you see? Did you see how cocky this jerk was before the trial, smirking at the camera and saying, going to see how bad a guy I am? How obscene. His ass should have gotten life for what he did. And this jerk may be the father of Linda England's baby. Oh, my God. This kid is going to be messed up. He doesn't have a chance. These people don't have brains. They can't reason. They can't think. We're doomed. Like I said, I'm through. I need out. I'm ready to scream. Carolyn. Yeah. I know the feeling, Carolyn. Oh, man, I know the feeling. All right, let's try Marge again, who is calling from northern Indiana. See if we can get Marge up here. Marge?
Yeah, there's the little sound that I was waiting for.
There you go.
So how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Well, back here the last couple of days, they've been bringing in the brass monkeys. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's really cold. It's really cold up there. I'm so glad I don't live in Chicago anymore.
Yeah, you southerner, you. No, this pinch-faced little Bush Stepford wife.
Ooh.
That
now, don't hold back. Say what you mean.
Well, I left off another line, but because you're on the air, and I'll pretend that I'm a lady.
Good. Thank you.
But, you know, the thing that absolutely appalls me is this is going to be the face of U.S. diplomacy around the world.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Can you imagine the kind of reception she's, you know, here she can challenge anybody she wants to in the camera and twist the truth and say whatever. But, you know, when she gets to another country, they're just going to look at her and realize that she's in dire need of a industrial strength X-Lax.
And, or maybe just a little bit of truth, or a little bit of focus. When I watch Condoleezza Rice answer questions, she looks right past the person she's talking to. Hold on a second, Marge. Let me put you on hold because we had a screw up there. We'll get you on the other side of this break. Quick break here. We will be back. I'm Mike Beloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733. Or visit Colox.com at C-H-O-L-O-X.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They killed Carla Faye Tucker, who was actually being an effective minister within prison and reformed herself. They killed her even when the Pope said don't kill her. But Henry Lee Lucas, they give him a pass. And that's because I think he was an actual emissary of Satan. And I think that this was the day that Alberto Gonzalez and George Bush actually made a deal with the devil.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car. So you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859. Or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. Dealer sets actual price.
Keely was my baby sister. She loved pink. We were playing with her dolls. I found a gun in the drawer. It went off. I made Keely go away. I hate me.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
21.com. Get the guest list for your favorite shows. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9:30 before the hour. We're talking with Marge, who called in from northern Indiana. Where were we, Marge?
Well, I was just saying that with Condoleezza with her PhD.
Uh-huh.
Remember that PhD stands for Pilot Higher and Deeper.
yeah, it does.
you know, the big problem with these people seems to be intelligence. You know, that they can't seem to read it or understand it or use it in any way, shape, or form. They spent, the thing that I just heard this past week is they spent $170 million since 9/11 for new computers, and they don't work.
Yeah.
The FBI and the CIA still can't talk to each other.
I know. I saw that story over the weekend, too. It's just astonishing.
I mean, these people defy description. And any comprehend, you know, what was it? Spock would say this is illogical. And there was one other thing that I don't know if you saw it this past week. I can't tell you his name because I don't have it in front of me right now. But as far as the military is concerned, there's a GI from Indiana, Chesterton, Indiana, that got a Purple Heart, because in the early days of the war, his Humvee or whatever he was riding in was turned over, and he had to have a battlefield tracheotomy so he could keep on breathing. And so somewhere along the line, they awarded him a Purple Heart, and now they revoked it. Something about it didn't happen in the field of it wasn't combat related or some such. Damn, he's in the middle of a war. What kind of combat do you want?
Well, never having been in that sort of situation, I don't know, Marge, what the criteria are for the awarding of a Purple Heart. I don't know.
He was in uniform in a battlefield, and he was wounded.
It would seem to me that that would qualify.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of somebody that I know from World War II that his foot was run over by a tank. And he got a Purple Heart. Now, I mean, it was just his a little toe that was damaged and had to be amputated. But, you know, geez. I mean, what kind of wound or injury do you have to incur, and under what circumstances in order to qualify?
I know.
Absolutely nuts.
Makes you crazy, doesn't it?
Yep. Just a little sideline tonight during the Orlando-Detroit game at halftime. I wish I could borrow this dog and take it to the inaugural. I wonder if they're going to pixelate it when they show it on the news.
What happened?
Well, during halftime, the dog ran out in the court and left his calling card.
And tinkled?
No.
Well, the other... A dog?
A seeing eye dog apparently was in, you know, in the building with his master.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that, you know, these dogs are so well trained. He was either very young or perhaps had an upset tummy, because they usually don't behave in this manner. But I just thought, gee, would I like to take that dog to the White House.
Now, what stadium? Was it in Indiana?
No, it was in Detroit.
Orlando...
Orlando Magic was playing the Detroit Pistons tonight during halftime.
Well, that's, I don't know. It was probably a Republican dog, and it was making a statement to the American people. I don't know. Well, Marge, thanks.
Oh, Michael, why are you taking Viatic? Are you getting your teeth fixed, Ed?
I had more oral surgery. I had 8 implants and another bone graft done. So,
God.
But I had to come back in tonight because too much stuff is happening, and in this business, you know, you stay out three days, and the tidal wave of insanity from the Bush administration just leaves you behind.
It never ends, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
And every time you turn around, there's somebody. They're like cockroaches. They're everywhere. They're into everything. And
until you turn the light on them, and then they run scurrying under the stove again.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't want to impugn their credibility. I mean, gee whiz.
Yeah, I know. Hey, thanks for checking in, Marge.
Take care.
All right, you too. Appreciate your call. Marion Millen, writing from Sacramento, says the committee members who vote to confirm Rice will be voting for perpetual war. Why? That's a good question. I have no idea. And Aurora from San Francisco sent me the story here on Dianne Feinstein. You know, why she acted as Condoleezza Rice's pimp today. It's because her husband owns a controlling interest in a company that won a huge U.S. Army contract back in 2003. To build stuff in areas where the Bush crime family blows things up. It's the Perini, P-E-R-I-N-E Corporation. The Perini Corporation. And it is, it says here, Perini won a one-year contract from the Army Corps of Engineers to perform design, construction, and maintenance work for Central Command. Central Command is in 25 countries. The contract's value could be anywhere from $500,000 to $100 million. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers picked Perini as one of three companies to provide services to CENTCOM. Okay, well, sure. Why not? About the Perini Corporation, it says here, this is from their website, I guess, Perini is known for its rapid response for Department of Defense and Department of State programs and for its hospitality and gaming industry, corrections, healthcare, sports, entertainment, educational expertise, as well as large and complex civil construction projects. Okay, Diane, we understand now. Yeah, we understand, what you're doing. Just, taking care of business. That's cool. Thanks, Aurora, for sending in the skinny on Dianne Feinstein. We'll be back after the break and have a lot of your phone calls, all right? Oh, by the way, Rocky Mountain Mary. Rocky Mountain Mary, how you doing tonight, baby? I'm talking about Rocky Mountain Mary. She listens to the program. We love you. We love you. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
Mike Malloy, moving forward, thinking forward.
Now, this idea of lifetime detention of people suspected of a crime, think about that. If anybody in the Bush crime syndicate suspects someone else of an act of terror, they're going to be picked up at the whim of the Bush crime family. Is anybody paying attention to this?
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
120 feet of rope that takes you from a hovering chopper to the ground below in 7.5 seconds. Hoo-ah! The Army National Guard is
your team.
You face the tough challenges together and succeed because your team is there to push you toward your goal.
Hoo-ah!
Join our team on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can!
Sponsored by the Wisconsin National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yeah, this is Ryan, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. The woman President Bush has nominated to be Secretary of State is defending the administration's foreign policy efforts. John Bisney reports Condoleezza Rice fielded a variety of questions from senators Tuesday.
Rice told her Senate confirmation hearing the war in Iraq was the right thing and said U.S. troops would stay until it became clear democracy there could flourish. She said the administration would continue to press North Korea and Iran to abandon nuclear weapons programs.
I do think that we're sending a message, the world is sending a message to Iran, that Iran cannot be a legitimate participant in the international system, international politics, and pursue a nuclear weapon.
The more liberal Democrats on the Foreign Relations Committee suggested Rice had been less than forthcoming about Iraq's threat before the war, but only one, John Kerry, said he might vote against her to be Secretary of State. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
President Bush tells CNN that the war on terror is a very real fact of life.
Some are saying, well, the administration keeps crying wolf. I mean, it is our most solemn duty is to protect the American people. And when we see a specific threat, we act on it. And if we don't see a specific threat, we're still mindful there is a war on terror.
The president says the U.S. must improve the quality of human intelligence or the ability to get inside somebody's mind, that somebody being the enemy.
Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded near the Australian embassy in Baghdad within the past few minutes. The commanding general of the Marine Expeditionary Force in Baghdad says Iraqi security officers are ready to help secure polling places during national elections.
We have another battalion of police commandos that's working out in Saib Ramadi that's also doing great things with the 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
General John Sattler says Fallujah is a lot quieter these days with no recent anti-U.S. attacks. This is CNN Radio News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
United Nations says some South Asian countries are recovering from the effects of last month's tsunamis faster than others.
Some areas are still suffering hard. Other areas are moving into new phases. Hardest hit, says UN Humanitarian Response Director Kevin Kennedy, Aceh, Indonesia.
In some areas, fatality rates top 75%, with 100% of all homes and dwellings destroyed.
But in Thailand, he says, things are much better. There, says Kennedy, they're moving from relief and toward rehabilitation efforts. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Norma McCorvey is urging the Supreme Court to reverse its 1973 decision that legalized abortion. McCorvey is the Roe in the famous Roe versus Wade. At a news conference in front of the Supreme Court, McCorvey said she's felt responsible for the deaths of millions of children, but now feels, quote, forgiven by Jesus. This is news from CNN Radio. Computer security experts are in Atlanta discussing internet safety. Our Ed McCarthy explains.
The experts at Georgia Tech joined government in a discussion of the future of the internet, specifically how safe will it be to use. FTC Commissioner Orson Swindle acknowledges the privacy issue can come back to haunt the honest computer user.
You can't go get the bad guys if you can't find them. And right now, being anonymous on the internet is one of the outstanding features about it, but it also helps the bad guys.
Swindle says it'll ultimately be up to the government, a cautious consumer, and companies to make sure the web's a safe place to do business. His message to corporations, spend money to make the internet safe, and the government will work to catch online pirates. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A former police officer in Inglewood, California, has won over $1 million in a discrimination lawsuit. Jeremy Morse was tried twice in a videotape punching and slamming of a handcuffed black teen. Both juries were deadlocked. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Peter Rost is the VP of marketing at Pfizer, doing some anti-marketing. Let me ask you this question. The pharmaceutical industry always says that it has to charge a lot for drugs because it costs so damn much to research for new medications. Now, how much of this is BS?
Well, all of it.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
Michael Apodaca has thousands of wonderful memories of his daughter Amber. And now, he has a sign on the side of Highway 40 in Winter Park, Colorado, commemorating her death and urging people not to drink and drive. Amber's father remembers that his daughter used to speak with all the confidence and hope of youth that someday thousands of people will know my name. But there is little comfort that her dream has come true. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Is correct, but never right.
It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themic921.com.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. This popped up on Sunday. President George W. Bush will not actively seek to ban gay marriage in the United States during his second term in office, a stance certain to anger the social conservatives who helped reelect him. This is from the AP. Bush did voice active support for a gay marriage ban during the 2004 presidential campaign, whipping up support from social conservatives, including evangelical Christians, who turned out in droves to reelect him. You see, it's the same old, same old. And this is why I think most evangelical Christians are dumber than tree stumps. They're just, you know, they respond to someone who panders to their un-Christian bigotries. Whether, no matter what it is, in this instance, the big one this year was those damn queers who wanted to get married. Evangelical Christians, defilers of Christ all. Couldn't get enough of that rhetoric. Yeah, them queers are going to destroy my sacrosanct marriage over here to, you know, Maud and me. We've been married for 40 years, and hell, I've only cheated on her about 9 times, and she always forgives me. I've only had to hit her about 6 times. She always forgives me. But, you know, if them queers get married, you know the riff. Oh, my God. So now Bush makes it very clear, and that was in the Washington Post article again, that no, he's not going to do anything. And evangelical Christians, once again, are left with it hanging in the wind. You know, there they stand. Oh, but wait a minute. We voted for you because we hate queers. And you are going to, you know, punish little bastards for violating Christ or God's word anyway. Okay, not Christ, God. Now you're not going to do. Oh. But isn't that the way it always happens? It doesn't mean the issue is gay anything or abortion rights or what's the other issues, you know? No matter what, these right-wing politicians promise. They don't deliver. The only thing they deliver is tax cuts because they hate America and they want to destroy America. They actively hate this country, Republicans. And they hate their fellow citizens. They're consumed with envy, greed, pride, all the 7 deadly sins. They're consumed with it. Every single one of them is going to roast in the hell that they all have created in their wild-ass imaginations. That's where they're going to roast. But in the meantime, they take a perfectly gentle, loving philosophy, that of Jesus Christ, and totally trash it, totally pervert it. And then George Bush turns around, and he understands that, you know. George Bush is a user. It doesn't make any difference. You know, he's about, I've said before, he's as much of a Christian as I am a tree stump. But he knows how to jack these people around. We're marriage between man and woman. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. You know, and then after he gets out of these morons what he wants, he just turns around and says, hey, adios, that's Spanish. You're Mexican, one of the two. Adios, goodbye, thanks for all the fish. Incredible. Just incredible. All right, we're probably not even going to get to the guilty verdict from Abu Ghraib tonight. We'll see what happens. Let's do some phone calls here for people who have been holding on forever. RB, I think RB is connected this time. RB, thanks for trying again. I don't know what happened. Our phone system went bonkers, but it's okay now.
Yeah, well, that's okay. A little snafu, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Hey, I was watching...
Do you know what snafu means?
Oh, Jesus.
No, you can't say it on the air.
I know.
It comes from World War II. It stands for, you know, it's S-N-A-F-U. It stands for Situation Normal... All effed up.
I know, and that's basically what's going on now, isn't it?
Yeah, and isn't it cool the way that word, you know, like our word is fubard, you know, but back in World War II it was snafu. So ours is effed up beyond all recognition, you know, so we do fubar. But every time I hear somebody say snafu, I wonder if they know that they're using an acronym that contains the dreaded F word in it.
Well, a lot of people also realize, like, especially on the right-wing side, you're always constantly, you know, about supporting the troops, is that during World War II, especially famous cartoonists used to do all these cartoons about how the private, Buck Privates, just hated what the, you know, the commander was telling him to do. It was wide open and normal, and it was normal, and it was, you had to question your superiors.
Oh, yeah.
Who else would?
Yeah, absolutely.
You covered your own ass, you know?
Oh, well, that's not what you called in about, though.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry to sidetrack you there.
I called in about the Mr. Biden turning on Barbara Boxer and trying to slap her down for daring to be impertinent. I was pretty transfixed by that because I also realized that Mr. Biden has his eyes set upon, you know, the presidency, and so he's reaching out to the right, and he's also doing it in other staged events where he's questioning the readiness of, you know, Homeland Security. He says, you know, he rightfully points out that it's a joke because none of the ports are being, you know, properly protected and this and that
right.
and everything. But he makes a big deal about it, makes sure he gets lots of FaceTime for it. But meanwhile, there's nothing to do about it. You know, why doesn't he stage a demonstration or something? Why doesn't he, you know, grow some balls himself, go into Congress and demand to be heard by it?
He's a Democrat. He's a big D Democrat at the core of the Democratic power party power structure, and that means he sells out his country. He sells out the history of his party. He sells out unions. He sells out coalition building. He sells everything out. That's what Democratic Party leaders do now, with a few glaring exceptions, Barbara Boxer being one of them, although I wouldn't call Boxer a Democratic Party leader. I would call Nancy Pelosi a Democratic Party leader. I would call Biden. I would call, you know the roll call of yeah. these people.
Yeah, the Lee Hamilton types.
Yeah, to be a Democrat and be in the inner circle right now, you have to be willing to sell out every single keystone aspect of the Democratic Party put together over the past 80 or 90 years. All of it can go straight to hell so that you can have your career and suck up to the right-wingers. It's disgusting and disgraceful, and I wish these animals, these reptiles would just leave the Democratic Party. Just all of them, flee, get out, and see if there's anything left for real Democrats to reconstruct.
Oh, another thing, I sent you an email of a link to a speech Bush made about Martin Luther King Day just a couple years ago, right, where he makes a joke about hanging him. So I'd like you to hear that audio. Maybe you should play it once in a while because I sent it to you.
It's, oh, you did?
The White House website says, but when you tell that story to people, they don't believe you. Oh, the president would never do that. What's really amazing is that the assembled crowd laughs at the joke. It's really
well, if you can cut it out and send it to me in a file all by itself, so many times, RB, I just don't have time to
I'm sure some viewers will hear this and send it along.
All right. Well, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, RB. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate your call. David is calling from San Francisco. David, welcome to the program.
Oh, howdy, Mike. You know, it's funny. I hadn't heard about that speech that the previous caller was talking about, but I had heard that Bush had donated, every year that he was governor of Texas, he had donated money to the Museum of the Confederacy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that story, too. Let me put you on hold a second,
yeah.
David. We got to take a break here, and I've had you on the air for 22 seconds. So do we take the break now? No, we don't take it now. I'm sorry. My bad. Let's talk again, David. Come on. We still have time.
No trouble. I was interested in some other aspects of Texas. Essentially, Texas double talk is what I'd call it. It was. I spent a little time. I worked in a radio station down there, and my wife was from down there. Spent a little time down in state, a bunch of different, actually, Dalhart and a bunch of places. And I realized that there were these con artists down there. They would essentially pretend to be dumb, and you would think that you heard something.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, imagine a used car salesman,
right.
And he would pretend to be dumb, and you would think that you heard what you wanted to hear, but when it came time to repeat it, you would realize he would say it in the same way, and then you knew you'd been had. So it was, and it's like I've looked at Bush every bit of the way is this same kind of Texas double talk and selling the war, selling whatnot. And now Condi, it was kind of interesting. I as you were playing that little clip with her and Boxer, I'm just thinking, you know, here she is selling out her sex. You know, she's pretending to be a feminist, but she's coming. She's making it look like a cat fight. And so everybody's going to say, oh, it's just the women, you know.
Oh, yeah. And Condoleezza Rice has the uncanny ability to come across as a little tight-ass, prim valedictorian when she's 80. She'll be the same. David, got to leave there. Thank you, sir.
Right,
I appreciate
no
you checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home. But it's hard to put food on your family, oh, when you're always eating alone.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Who is this guy, the editor of the Journal of the American Family Association? Okay, I have to read a little of this. It is unprecedented as it is cunning. Using all the right words and happiest faces in an attempt to speak directly to the nation's children about tolerance and diversity.
God forbid we should have tolerance and diversity.
No!
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
There's something you should know about me. I believe in equality, regardless of race, gender, or age. If you cannot stand, I am there. I am there to hurt, paralyze, or kill. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Penny Marshall. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
TheMike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and take part in the revolution. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Boy, we're just 2 days away from the inauguration, aren't we? Very quickly here on Charles Grainer, the reservist, the Army reservist, who took the fall, 10 years in the SLAM. He was found guilty on all 10 counts by the jury at Fort Hood, Texas over the weekend, I think last Saturday. But, you know, there's more to this thug, this guy, than CNN would ever report. This is from the Independent of the UK. During the five-day trial, Grainer was portrayed as a sadist. He was accused of stacking prisoners in a human pyramid, yada, 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 punching people so hard, all the crap he did. He's from Uniontown, PA, and has a history of violence. According to the Independent, court documents obtained by the Independent showed that his former wife obtained three separate temporary protection of abuse orders against him. She told the court how he had once gone to her house after she had moved out with her two children. She said, quote, "He yanked me out of bed by my hair, dragging me and all the covers into the hall. He tried to throw me down the steps." This in front of their kids. He was also reprimanded several times over allegations of prisoner mistreatment at the Green Correctional Facility in Pennsylvania where he worked. Yeah, that figures. One of the allegations said he racially abused a Muslim prisoner and mocked his religion. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the 10 years that Army Specialist Grainer gets, you know it, I know it, it's going to be the stiffest punishment that emerges from the entire scandal. A specialist in military justice at Rutgers University, one Beth Hillman, said, "This is the guy that it seems easiest for us to blame." So he takes the fall. Three other soldiers at Abu Ghraib, including this miserable PFC Lindy England. I bet the night she got pregnant, it was just rocking and rolling, wasn't it? Anyway, Lindy England, who was photographed holding the Iraqi prisoner on a leash, she hasn't had court-martial proceedings yet. Four others have pleaded guilty and been sentenced. And then, according to the LA Times, although the U.S. has little tradition of holding senior commanders criminally accountable for abuses committed by their subordinates, one example involved an enemy general. U.S. officials charged Japanese General Tomoyuki Yamashita with failing in his duty as a commander to prevent atrocities committed by Japanese troops in the Philippines in 1944 and 1945. Yamashita was executed in 1946. Professor Hillman at Rutgers said it was never clear, at least in my mind, that Yamashita ordered the things that went wrong. He was the commander, though. Well, that was that was them. This is us. We don't hold people responsible in the Bush crime family. The military doesn't. Nobody does. The media doesn't. Nobody holds anybody responsible for a damn thing. And this from editor and publisher, New York Times, has obtained 10 previously undisclosed emails, including photos sent by Specialist Grainer from back in November 2003. In one of the graphic messages titled, "Just Another Dull Day at Work," Grainer wrote, "The guys give me hell for not getting any pictures while I was fighting this guy." And he's referring to a photograph of a bound, tied up, naked detainee howling with pain, his legs bleeding. Grainer, in another message, referred to the, quote, "really cool stuff," end quote, he got to do at the prison. The court that was trying him had said it would not publicly release the emails, which had been retrieved from Grainer's U.S. Army account. It was given to the jury by the prosecution on Tuesday, and according to the Times, copies were given to the newspaper by, quote, "a person close to the defense," end quote. Included were new photographs Grainer had sent to friends and family, including his own young children. One message referred to "take your children to work day" with the comment, "how about send a bastard to hell day?" Attached was a photograph of a detainee's head, bloodied and battered beyond recognition. Another photo showed him, Grainer, stitching a cut over a prisoner's eye. Grainer wrote, "Things may have gotten a bit out of hand when we're asking him a couple of questions. Oh, well." Attached to a similar photo in one email was this comment. "Like I said, sometimes you get to do really cool stuff over here. Try doing this at home and they'll lock you up if you don't have some type of license. Not only was I the healer, I was the hurter. Oh, well, life goes on." Pig. Just a pig. Just a pig. What is this filthy waste of DNA doing wearing the uniform of the U.S. Army? Or has our Army sunk to this level? Huh? So this pig gets 10 years. This worthless pig. And the woman he apparently got pregnant, or as Dr. Laura would say, knocked up! PFC, Lindy, whatever, she gets to face her court-martial. Well, they're going to wait till the baby's born? What's going to happen to that baby? If there is a God, that baby will be taken away from both of them. It already has been born? Oh, Kathy says to me. Hopefully somebody will rescue the child. Maybe a nice Hindu family in Banda Aceh could raise her. Huh? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
The fact is there's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is in Afghanistan more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of Death Row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Progressive Sound Off with Mornings Edition here on the Mike 92.1.
Professor T.H. Breen, the author of The Marketplace of Revolution, How Consumer Politics Shaped American Independence. Now, what was life like for the colonists, and what did they first boycott, and what effect did it have on England?
Yeah, look, Mark, I mean, I think most people that are listening to us, when they went to school, learned that the colonists were self-sufficient, and it wasn't until the Industrial Revolution that factories started producing a consumer line of goods. What my book shows, and what a lot of wonderful research by many other people show, is that this consumer life predated the revolution. I mean, they were closer to us in many ways.
Sure.
All right, but so that does away with this kind of self-sufficient yeoman farmer myth that is embedded in American history and a lot of, frankly, conservative history of the kind of people that do their own stuff. So these Americans in the Revolution, not only they boycotted, but they began, especially in the 1773-74 period, to envision a new republic that would be governed by the people, not by kings and aristocrats. So in order for us to mobilize today, we need to see political possibilities that are, you know, powerfully inviting.
And we also need to see that we have a king and an aristocrat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure. I mean, King George's.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right.
Now, to what extent, if at all, have various lawsuits against people who have called boycotts, specifically the NAACP, what do you think that's done as far as the boycott as a useful tool is concerned?
If you think these lawsuits discourage people, I don't know. My guess is that's not where the problem is. The problem is in the will and the willingness to sacrifice for a political cause.
Mike Malloy, moving forward. Thinking forward.
You know why I yell sometimes at night? Because I feel like I'm going insane. I'll read the New York Times, I'll watch a little CNN, I'll read the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and if I do that for longer than 20 minutes at a stretch, I feel like a gibbering moron. I literally feel like I'm going to go insane. What keeps me sane is my wife and my kid. But that's why I scream. Isn't that why you scream? I don't know if you do you scream? I don't know. Do you?
Mike Malloy, weeknights at 9 on Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
You feel like it's the land of time for God. Drill instructors all over the place. They're like lions. You ask yourself, what did I get myself into? Do I have what it takes to become a United States Marine? And when that drill instructor comes in front of you, shake your hand, and they call you brother, call you Marine, break down in tears.
Private Ramon Hernandez earned the title Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Planet Check. Hi, this is Mo from Planet Check. My green feature is not just about trees, but the planet and its people. On December 26, the world saw the power of nature from the massive earthquake off Indonesia, which stretched thousands of miles along the ocean floor, creating a tsunami. So far, 150,000 have died and 5 million people are homeless.
I can clean up the earth, Lord, with my own two hands, and I can reach out to you. Oh, with my own two hands.
I implore you to make a difference and donate to our friends in need across the globe, for we are all connected. Please visit my website, planetcheck.com, for a list of humanitarian organizations that need your help. That's planetcheck.com. Thank you for being part of the solution. Namaste.
TheMike921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. TheMike92.1.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
And then, of course, the lengthy article by Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker that is all over the place now about the Bush crime family conducting secret missions inside Iran, I guess with spray paint cans, you know, to identify targets that when we invaded Iran... that we're supposed to hit, you know, nuclear and chemical targets. That's what the New Yorker, that's what Hersh is reporting. The denials by the Pentagon are just incredibly adroit in denying, while at the same time not denying, the substance of what Hersh has reported. And you know what people don't understand is the reason. Well, you understand it. I know you do. But you know, I'm talking about the sheep out there. The Pentagon is handling these operations. Normally, this would be a CIA operation. You know, they're the ones that usually do the filth and the scum and the dirty work in overthrowing governments and assassinating foreign leaders and destabilizing countries and ruining their economies and obliterating their monetary system. That's usually what the CIA, that's why we pay the CIA. We pay the CIA, historically, to commit these atrocities against other countries, but the or their leaders, or their people. But the catch with that is what they laughingly call congressional oversight in Washington. The CIA has to ask for money, and they have to present occasionally. You know, they go behind closed doors, and they tell the Republican and Democratic Party murderers and killers and hypocrites who's going to be destabilized or overthrown or butchered, or what country is going to be sent to hell, you know, next week, next month, next year. So that's called congressional oversight. And then the Congress will say, okay, well, how much do you need for all this murder and mayhem? And CIA will say, well, we need $6 billion, but, you know, don't let anybody know. So it's called the so-called black budget, where, you know, you and I never know about it. The money comes from either the tax revenues or it comes from drug smuggling or wherever the current administration, whether it's Democrat or Republican, chooses to take the money from. And I realize that sentence is poorly constructed, but frankly, I don't care. But when the Pentagon handles something, then it's a military operation and nobody gets to know about it. Nobody. Congressional oversight, my ass. There's nothing. So that's why this is a Pentagon. And Rumsfeld knows this. Rumsfeld is who's he like? Who's the Japanese warlord that Tojo? He's like Tojo. He's like Goebbels. He's like Beria, the NKVD, you know, the Soviet secret police mass killer. What was his first name? Valente? What was whatever, but that's Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld knows. He knows how to do this. Smart man, you know, very smart man. Evil man. Very smart. So it's a Pentagon operation. So there we are, violating the sovereignty. Now, what does this mean? It means something very simple that you already know and I know, but the sheep don't know this. The war is not about just Iraq. The war is about Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Jordan, Jordania, the king, whatever the hell his name is, thinks he's going to, no, Lebanon, all of it, Afghanistan, and eventually Pakistan, even though the Pakis have a nuclear weapon, doesn't matter. This is what people like Wolfowitz, these psychopathic neocons who now run U.S. foreign policy, you think Condoleezza Rice is going to... So Iran's next. Now, where do we get the bodies for this? Huh? We got to have some bodies. We have more American soldiers, men and women, husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, to stuff into Wolfowitz's killing machine. Where are we going to get them? You know, National Guard reserves are what, off 30-40%? Because, you know, people are like, wait a minute, what? Join the National Guard reserve to go into a hot war? Get out of here. What are you, crazy? I don't know what the enlistment figures are for the Army or the Marines, regular Army or the Marines or the Navy or the Air Force. But, you know, we have smart bombs. We have the potential destructive power. We can load it into one airplane, the equivalent of all the destructive power that was unleashed, all the hell that was brought on this earth by all the sides involved in World War II. We can put all that now, the Japs, the Germans, the Americans, the Filipino, whoever it was. We can load all of that, including the nuclear bombs, into one airplane. So they don't need soldiers anymore. And politically speaking, there probably won't be a draft. Because that would bring people in the streets, you see. And if there's one thing a fascist regime does not want, it's people in the streets. So Iran's next. And it's amazing to watch the Pentagon say, well, the article was riddled with errors. Really? Okay. But is it true, you murderers? Well, you know, the article was riddled with errors. Inaccuracies. Dan Bartlett, who does for Bush what Monica did for Bill, you know, one of the spokespeople for the Bush crime family, said, "I think his article is riddled with inaccuracies, and I don't believe that some of the conclusions he's drawing are based on fact." That's pretty good denial, right? Huh? One former high-level intelligence official told the New Yorker, according to Reuters news agency, quote, "This is a war against terrorism, and Iraq is just one campaign. The Bush administration is looking at this as a huge war zone. Next, we're going to have the Iranian campaign." Now, is that okay with you, Mr. and Ms. America? Huh? Is that okay with you? Huh? You so-called red staters, you people have voted for Bush, get your sons and daughters ready, because they're going to die. What? You don't want your son and daughter to die? Too bad. Or maybe your husband, maybe your wife. How old's your wife? 28. She's in the reserve. Why is she in the reserve? Oh, to hell with the mortgage payments. So you could go get your degree in real estate, huh? Okay. Well, your wife is now going to die. Some wife with little kids is going to die, because it's happened. It's happened in this filthy war. And you, sir, you upstanding young Marine, 22 years old, you're going to die for no reason at all, screaming with your leg blown off and your arm blown off. And the last thing you're going to think about before you croak is, what the hell am I doing here? God. Daniel is calling from Chicago, our young man who was so active in the black box voting thing. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Daniel. I'm a little head up tonight, as we say in the South, as you can probably tell. I am thoroughly PO'd, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I was calling to notify the your wider audience, many of whom probably have heard something about this, of Condoleezza Rice going even farther in impugning her own credibility in terms of her nominee for Deputy Secretary of State, Robert Zoellick, who...
former trade representative?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what's the deal with him now?
Well, I've been looking around at him, and apparently he's been someone who has been a sort of free trade sniper who, you know, has been organizing unilateral free trade agreements, notably with Mexico, to try to pressure other... countries into entering various NAFTA-like ridiculous
right.
trade agreements. And I think it's best summed up in the January 14th article at counterpunch.org. Are you familiar with Counterpunch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's best summed up there if people want to go see it. But what struck me was that he's... very similar to Richard Armitage, and as I was reading the article, it hit me, well, he's taking Richard Armitage's old post, so it makes sense, is that he's sort of a realist, but he's just ideologically obsessive enough to be accepted by the neoconservatives who need a liaison to the State Department, so...
You know, Daniel, someday you're going to be president of something.
Of something.
Yeah, this country or something. I don't know. You got to be the smartest person I ever get to talk to anywhere on the planet. You're smarter than I am. You're smarter than my family members. And I say it as a compliment. You know, you are really, I think it's great. You're the smartest. How old are you again?
I'm 15 now.
Oh, you're 50. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not as impressed. Because when we first started talking, you were only 14. Yeah, if you're already...
I'm going to take that compliment graciously, but I'm going to impugn it off the air.
I love talking to you because, you are a very, very, very intelligent young man. I know you know that, and I know you don't abuse it, but you really are, and I think someday... I'll be able to say, you know,
I used to talk to Daniel when I had a radio program way back when was it? 2005. And Daniel is now, what is he now? Oh, he's the head of the Federation of Intergalactic. I just see amazing things coming for you, Daniel. You have my deepest respect, young man.
Or we'll all be locked up in the gulag together.
That's probably the truth. All right, I'm going to check the article at Counterpunch. Alexander Coburn is one of the few people I know who's more of a cynic than I am. So, and Jeffrey St. Clair, I love what they write, so I will check it out, all right?
All right, just to inject it into the consciousness of people in Air America.
Thanks, Daniel. Hey, call me again, pal.
Thanks.
Take care. You have a good night. I wonder if that kid needs adopting. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Marvin Gaye couldn't get famous now. War is not the answer, because only love can conquer hate. You can't write that anymore. That's what's so scary about this country. The corporations really won't even let the music get meaningful. God forbid the kids get hip, and they start to understand that this is nothing new, this war thing.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
If you've ever thought about incorporating, get ready for some good news and a free offer from Corporate Service Center. If you have a business or are thinking of starting one, now's the time to consider all the advantages that incorporating can provide. There are plenty of reasons, such as reduced taxes, increased privacy, and protection from lawsuits. But there are also plenty of questions. How do you do it? What does it cost? How does it all work? Well, here's the good news. Right now, you can call and get a free consultation to answer all your questions, plus a free guide to choosing the right structure for your business. That's right, free. The booklet will explain in plain English the differences between limited liability companies, limited partnerships, business trusts, and corporations. You'll learn the truth about corporate credit. You'll find out what states are best for your corporation, as well as which to avoid. Call now for your free consultation and booklet. 1-800-638-2320. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0. What are you waiting for? Incorporate now. Call 1-800-NEVADA-0. That's 1-800-NEVADA-0.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to coleeducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
Intelligent conversation with interesting guests. Join me Sunday morning with Stu Levitan, 9 to noon on the mic, 92.1.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
That's Vicodin music. 9:30 before the hour. To most of the usual gang who puts the show together. Colin Tipton by himself. Where the hell's Jason? Engineered in New York. Linda, I guess Jason is on vacation. Linda Blake, our associate producer, handled your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. Handles the Malloy website. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, archives the programs and other programs. If you haven't been to White Rose, you ought to go. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. And two websites you need to visit. Mine, MikeMalloy.com, and the mother of all websites, AirAmericaRadio.com. All right? Mark is calling from San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Mike.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure. I first wanted to say that I really do thank you for telling the people of this country of how we are basically in a proto-fascist state and that we are in a very dangerous situation. Very few people speak up that boldly. And I also wanted to bring up, like, with Barbara Boxer. I'm from California, mm-hmm. and Barbara Boxer is one of the few senators which I respect.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out twice, you know, this month in defense of our democracy, she really was. She was. I really thank you for putting that on the air, how hard-hitting she was and cutting down Condoleezza Rice when everyone else just did the standard stock, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, the credit, of course, goes to our producer here, Kathy, who gets that sound and decided to present it that way rather than a Q&A thing.
Right.
And Kathy makes these decisions rather than allowing Rice to sit once, you know, even more media exposure on this program, to whatever extent that's media exposure.
Excellent.
And put out that nonsense. You know, it was much more effective for me. You know, I'm a radio talk show consumer to a degree too. So it was more effective for me to just sit here and listen to what Boxer said. I don't want to hear what Rice had to say. I know what she has to say. I've heard it 1,000 times.
Absolutely. And she did stand out. That was very unusual for a senator to be that hard. I can't remember, maybe under the Bork hearings, you know, but
right.
I don't remember anything quite like that. So I really do appreciate that, and I'm proud of my senator. I'm actually calling her, and that's one of the main things, is you got to keep calling these senators to make. It's the only reason why Barbara came out the first time to challenge the elections,
mm-hmm.
is that she got, I don't know, umpteen emails and calls.
Yes, she
did. And that
makes
her do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's good that she's responsive. Feinstein, forget it. But the other thing I want to say is that you are dead on saying that until we change the elections, how we elect our officers in this country,
mm-hmm.
we haven't got any chance of any kind of democracy. Once the Republicans have stolen it now, three times, you know, two presidential mm-hmm. ones, and they did it good, and they really got a taste for it. They haven't perfected it completely, but they'll not give it up. It's going to take real direct action on the part of the people to make that change, or we have lost it.
Yeah, I know, and that direct action has to come on the state level because we don't have
right.
any national election laws.
That's right.
And a lot of people see that as a negative, but When you have a criminal enterprise like the Bush administration in charge, it's probably a blessing that we don't have a national election system that is the same in every state. So
because in some states it's going to work out okay, others it's not.
Right. So any, you know, here in Georgia, there's an effort being put together to get rid of these, you know, a grassroots effort by
right.
concerned people who believe in representative government to get rid of these machines and go back to punch cards or paper ballots. And if we're going to use a touchscreen voting computers, then to have a paper trail, a way of verifying every single vote.
Absolutely.
So, but you're right. It has to come. It has to come on a local level. It's got to come from different states.
Direct action. Now.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's tough times, like you have said. And I just want to say I really appreciate that you're letting people know that.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for participating. Thanks for checking in. All right, Mark. Have a nice evening. Terry is calling from Minnesota. Terry, I hate to do it to you, man. We have about a minute. My bad.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll call back another time, but one of the things I wanted to say is, has anybody ever told you that you're sort of like the real-life radio personification of the Howard Beale character from Network?
Yeah, I've been told that. I've been told that. My wife tells me that, you know. Yeah, when I scream and spew spittle all around the studio here and jump up and down. And yeah, I know.
And one time you got me so worked up, I went into a bookstore and I bought that Outfox documentary on DVD. So I think you're doing a good job.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Terry. We'll talk again. My bad. Thanks for holding on. We'll get to you. Call me later in the week or the next time you call. Tell Linda, who handles the calls, just say, look, Malloy had me on hold and I only got to talk to him for 52 seconds. So put me at the head of the line. We'll get to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Terry. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Cecilia in Seminole County, Florida. Cecilia, hi. You got ten seconds to say hi.
I didn't get to say Happy New Year. Thank you for all you do. And right on Barbara Boxer for being the only person in Congress with the spine to stand up to these evil people.
I hear you. Thanks, Cecilia.
Happy New Year, sweetie.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thanks for participating, however you did it tonight, even if you're just one of these right-wing lurkers out here. Keep lurking. Eventually your brain will be scrubbed and you'll be able to join the human race again. Huh? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
This guy wrote this article. Children's TV unites to launch pro-homosexual campaign of tolerance. Listen, there's a lot of people implicated here. SpongeBob, Arthur, Pooh, Bob the Builder, Little Mermaid, many others enlisted in stealth effort.
I think they're accusing SpongeBob of being some sort of contraceptive device.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
This is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
My name is Jay. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Two car bomb attacks are reported Wednesday morning in Baghdad, one outside the Australian embassy, the other near an Iraqi police station. Casualties are reported in both incidents. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice returns Wednesday for more questioning at her Senate confirmation hearing. John Bisney reports Rice is the president's choice for Secretary of State.
As a presidential advisor, Rice has never had to testify before Congress until now, so Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have plenty of questions. Delaware's Joe Biden.
The second term is also a second chance, and I hope the president will seize it. I reject the neoconservative notion about how we're going to, in fact, secure Iraq and the Middle East.
Rice told the panel the Bush administration has one goal.
We must use American diplomacy to help create a balance of power in the world that favors freedom.
Rice is expected to win easy Senate confirmation, possibly Thursday. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
A high-profile event in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, President Bush expressed his gratitude to the men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Whether you serve in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard, each of you has stepped forward to serve.
The event at the MCI Center was beamed via closed-circuit television to U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft has announced an Iraqi-American has pleaded guilty in the oil-for-food scandal.
Samir A. Vincent pled guilty to a 4-count information about his activity.